920 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington, where on Capitol Hill, a hearing is taking place about the security concerns of TikTok. Committee Chair Kathy McMorris Rogers.
From the data it collects to the content it controls, TikTok is a grave threat of foreign influence in American life.
CEO Shoji Chu defended his app in front of the sea of lawmakers and pledged they would make improvements.
Number one, we will keep safety, particularly for teenagers, as a top priority for us. Number two, we will firewall protected U.S. data from unwanted foreign access.
A new CBS News poll found 8 in 10 Americans are concerned about their personal information being at risk, and almost half of Americans are concerned about foreign influence on social media. We are still waiting to see if a Manhattan grand jury will decide to indict former President Trump. But CBS's Graham Cates tells us the New York grand jury weighing the possible charges are working on another case today.
As one source described it to me, if you have an urgent matter and you're a prosecutor and you need grand jurors to look at it, here are 23 people who are already scheduled and have it in their calendars to show up on Thursday afternoon anyway. So we might as well bring this before them. But the one thing that they're not considering, as far as we know right now, is any more evidence today against Trump.
The next scheduled session for the grand jury is Monday. President Biden is celebrating the Affordable Care Act's 13th anniversary. And since a record high 16.4 million people signed up in this year's open enrollment.
Remember when you couldn't leave a dead-end job because you couldn't risk losing your health insurance? Remember when a 22-year-old kid could get kicked off his parents' plan because he graduated from college?
Moscow unleashed a new wave of deadly attacks on civilian areas yesterday. Drones struck a town about 40 miles south of Kyiv. This man's apartment building was hit.
I felt the temperature of my body going up so much that I thought I would burn alive.
The strikes came just after Russia and China discussed a peace proposal for Ukraine. More than a half million Hyundais and Kias are being recalled for a possible fire risk. WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Since the fires can start when the vehicles are parked, owners of the 21 through 23 model year Santa Fe, Santa Cruz, and Carnivals are advised to park them outside. Water can cause a short circuit in the tow hitch harness. One fire has been reported, as well as 5 incidents of heat damage.
Wall Street's in a good mood today, seeing lots of green. The Dow's up 163 points, NASDAQ up 172, S&P up 31. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Oh, toward each other to snowplow, honey. Not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no. Pizza, pizza.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Retirement may seem far off, but the sooner you start a fund, the more dough you'll have when it's time. And while the future of Social Security may be a little iffy, the security of a career with Country Hearth is a recipe for success. Country Hearth is a third-generation, family-owned bakery that's been around for over 100 years. Along with great pay and benefits, there's a lot of opportunity to grow and rise within the company. With openings in production, maintenance, shipping, delivery, and sanitation, you're sure to find a career that fits your skills and schedule. Find out more and apply today at CountryHearthJobs.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin State Senate wants Governor Evers to hold a special election for Secretary of State. The resolution passed on Wednesday and now goes to the Assembly. Doug LaFollette resigned from the post last week, and the governor appointed former state treasurer Sarah Godlewski to the position. GOP Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says the voters of Wisconsin deserve to have their voices heard. Democrat Kelda Royce says it's refreshing to hear Republicans say voters should have a say because that would mean fair maps. So-called conversion therapy will be allowed in Wisconsin until April of next year. That's after the state Senate set a ban on the practice to committee, where it's not likely to get a vote this session. Conversion therapy critics say it doesn't make gay kids straight. Instead, it makes things worse. Democratic Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee, who's openly gay, said that conversion therapy screws up people's lives and increases the chances of suicide. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 20. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 45. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Who's crazy?
Did you hear that, Brian?
Whoa, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers.
It seems to be working all right. It looks like the screen is on. It looks like you seem to be on air. It's the show's working. What's going on? You tricked me into being on air right now. You told me that there was like a tech problem and that I needed to fix it. Like we were having a thing and you needed to.
We weren't supposed to tell anybody. That was the whole ruse we had to do. But the big guy, BK, Brian Kelly himself, here on a Thursday afternoon. How are we doing today, Bri?
I'm great. I guess I'm going to do a show now.
Yeah. You're looking clean and put together and ready to be on the airwaves here. If you want to share a tangent with Brian and I, 844-967-2789. And we are going to cover, to lead off the hour, Medicaid expansion. What's it going to take for Wisconsin Republicans to finally expand Badger Care in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. We want to know what you out there in the listening audience believe it's going to take. Because today is the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act being signed into law. 13 years ago, President Barack Obama signing that historic legislation providing health care to millions and millions of Americans at an affordable cost. And so on this 13th anniversary, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, as a lot of Republicans framed it throughout the battle that ensued with its proposal and how it made its way through Congress.
How'd that branding work out for them? Like they were
it's more popular than ever.
And it's now really popular.
Very popular. When people find out what's in the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, they like it. And
oh, man, that's amazing.
Yeah, they like it to the tune, Brian, that in North Carolina, the Republican-led legislature with a Democratic governor, very similar to our situation here in Wisconsin, the Republican-led legislature in North Carolina on the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act being signed into law, finally expanding Medicaid in the state of North Carolina.
That, in spite of all the death panels?
All those.
There was a lot of death panels.
The death panels that
right
never
now.
That never came to be.
No, they're really death panels, aren't they? Right.
Well, the death panels, I would say, would be the states that have yet to expand Medicaid and provide the coverage that would be life-changing for thousands of Wisconsinites we just haven't had over 13 years.
The old self-fulfilling prophecy, eh?
If you want to look at it that way, Brian, you could call it that. But here in Wisconsin, yet to expand Badger Care, very similar circumstances when it comes to the politics of the states, Wisconsin and North Carolina. But now that Republicans in North Carolina have acted and expand this, it's expected to be signed by Democratic Governor Roy Cooper in North Carolina, leaving only 10 states who have yet to expand Badger Care. We are in the final 20% of expanded Medicaid coverage in the United States, Bri. Did you think our purple state of Wisconsin would be here?
Yeah, because if there's enough spite in the world, we will hold on to it. I promise you that. Whether it's and that's one thing that I've noticed about Wisconsinites. If you guys like have decided, couple examples here. Back, you know, when Brett Favre took over as quarterback, one of Amy's relatives decided that, you know what, screw the Packers. Lifelong Packers fan, family's Packers fan. The Packers, like, you know, you the caricature Packers fan. Because they didn't give that Polish boy a chance, speaking of the magic man Don Mikowski, that one household in the family converted to purple and became Minnesota Vikings fans.
I never look back. Well, they got to Brett Favre. Day, they got Brett Favre eventually.
Generations beyond that are now Vikings fans because of it, because of spite.
And for a slight little sliver there, there was, I bet, some very questionable thoughts around whether or not they had to cheer for Brett Favre when he was in the purple and gold then.
It was really... You know what? At the time, I was so amazed by the situation that I'm like my grandparents, both my grandfathers didn't talk to their brothers. Like, they just stopped talking to their brothers. And so there's the whole other side of the family that I never knew. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'd grown up like, how do you even get to this point? But then, like, for me to like, oh, yeah, people do this because of teams. This is amazing.
The laundry.
Yeah.
The laundry. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media.
Don't ever underestimate the amount of spite that the Wisconsinites can muster.
Well, it will be interesting to see if now that there are only 10 states left in the country to expand Medicaid throughout the Affordable Care Act provisions, will Wisconsin be the 41st state to do it? Or are we going to be somewhere closer to the 50th state? We'd love to hear your thoughts on it. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But Brian, it is pretty telling that on the anniversary, 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act being signed, this is what North Carolina is doing. Finally expanding Medicaid in their state.
Look, I gotta tell you... I think I've learned a little bit of something. I was explaining because we had some outside consultants. Well, while I was gone, I've been doing stuff.
I've been very, very busy learning
a whole bunch of things and having a lot of consultants come in and help us set up our new systems and things like that. And these guys are asking us about Wisconsin politics, and I'm trying to explain, you know, Reader's Digest quick version of, you know, okay, this is what's going on here. This is why crazy town happens over here. And actually, it looks crazy, but it actually is really relatively, you know, reasonable here and there. But I was trying to explain how this all works. And I was like, you ever see the movie Minions?
Okay. I'm curious to know how this analogy is going to come full circle.
At the beginning of Minions, right? At the beginning of Minions, mm-hmm. They're trying to see the origin of the Minions, and they basically followed whoever was the big dog in power. So, like, eventually they started following around a Tyrannosaurus Rex until the Tyrannosaurus Rex got killed, and then they found the most powerful rat, and they followed the rat around. And that's why they end up with Gru. Gru being the baddest of the baddest villains, and they were like, yay, I'll do whatever. This is my big boss now. And even if they hated their big boss, that was the big boss, so we're doing the big boss thing. That's Republicans to a T, no matter what. And seriously, if you get Tucker Carlson or like Donald Trump to go and say, we need to expand Medicaid now, it will be done within the week.
Yeah. And
without a thought, without even like you were literally just railing against it like yesterday. Not even like
the eyes will go zoop,
and then they'll come back up and go, let's go, whatever they just said.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good analogy. I like that. That's a good one, Bri.
And in the movie, it's way too simple, but that's really it. That's really it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what that big boss moment will be. And we've got a lot to pay attention between now and April 4th. Less than 2 weeks away, we've got a spring election coming to the states. We are in this cycle right now. Civic Media will be bringing you live coverage that night, Tuesday, April 4th, to bring in those results. Because I have a feeling the results of that are going to be a nexus point, Brian, for lack of a better term, of politics in Wisconsin. Republican.
If we grab the Supreme Court, if Janet wins, boy, is there a different landscape to be had.
Well, I think Republican lawmakers right now are kind of sitting around bated breath, and they're used to sitting around. Again, they closed up shop the first week of March last year and didn't do any legislating from early March all the way through the elections and the end of the calendar year. And so they're used to sitting on their hands and trying not to do anything too crazy right now during the Evers administration, but they're waiting to see what outcome the state has on Tuesday, April 4th, to figure out their next steps. And it will be very interesting to see of if Republicans have to moderate themselves a little bit more because they don't have an ally with a 4-3 conservative majority on the state's highest court. If, hey, all of a sudden they're open to an idea of maybe we should be like Republicans in North Carolina and maybe we should expand Medicaid, a.k.a. Badger Care, here in Wisconsin. Maybe we should do that. Is that going to be what it takes? Love to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Because, Brian, I have a feeling, I think Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, I think they're pretty dug in. I don't know if the results on April 4th are going to convince them to do anything
they've
different.
They've completely painted themselves into a corner, essentially, and are waiting for pretty much orders from above. And who are the orders from above? We don't know.
Voters.
We don't know.
Voters should be the orders from above.
No.
Voters should
Dave
be.
Dave Kelly says that the voters do not really matter or count.
He only says that when he's getting the checks written to him to say that behind the scenes by the state Republican Party when he was briefing them on how to try to circumvent the voters in 2020, a.k.a. the fraudulent electors. It was a job, Brian. We all have jobs. We don't have to love our jobs, but it was a job that Dan Kelly had. It was a client of his.
Yeah, it makes sense. And that's why I'll be voting for Dan Kelly. Now, thank you for making that clearer to me. And honestly, we don't need to expand Badger Care at all. Mostly because that's what I just heard from Dan Kelly and friends, and that's pretty much all I need to know.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. So. I'm Luke Mathers. He is Brian Kelly. You're listening to us across Civic Media. If you want to join in the conversation, share a tangent with us on this Thursday afternoon, 844-96-PARTY, 844-967, now I can't even spell.
844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
See, I was just trying to see if you remembered it. It's been a little while since you've been on the air. So we were just seeing if you remember the phone number. It's a trick.
I'm on a bike, dude. I'm on a bike. Hey, dude. I'm on a bike.
You can join us here on Dueling Tangents all hour long. We will be joined as well by State Representative Clinton Anderson coming up at 2:30, talking open records here in Wisconsin and a provision to update them a little bit from the 1960s. So excited to have that conversation with Representative Anderson.
Dumb.
Yeah, it's a pretty strange provision that needs to be
updated. He's great. The law is dumb.
Yes, the law is dumb. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We will be right back.
Where can you find a discount store with a little bit of everything, including Target overstock items? Where can you always be sure every penny counts? It's EPC. You'll find a great selection and invaluable customer service. EPC next to Domino's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Savings like this? Now that's epic.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hi, it's Jim Polzin from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal. Have you checked out BadgerExtra.com or the Badger Extra app powered by our top-notch Badger coverage team? Subscribe now to get extra coverage, including extra analysis, extra recruiting news, and one-on-one athlete interviews. Plus, subscribers get my exclusive podcast, Open Gym, where I answer your Badger questions. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search Badger Extra in your app store. Download and subscribe today.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
It's too many letters and too many numbers, and I don't know percenta.
Man, I miss you so much. Folks, welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He is Brian Kelly. You can share a tangent with us this hour, 844-967-2789. And it is very just fascinating to see Republicans in a state compromise and moderate. And it took a really long time for North Carolina.
It's not like they
North
came
Carolina.
Around to it. I guarantee you they were like, we probably should do this.
Yeah, they drug their feet. They were the 40th state to do it. But in North Carolina, Republicans in the legislature passing the expansion of Medicaid in their states and leaving Wisconsin on. We are an island. And it's important to point out, here in the Midwest, we are an island. We are one of very few states.
Well, we're kind of a large peninsula. No?
I don't think so.
That's Michigan.
That's Michigan. But reading, like, North Carolina, this is reading from a piece over at the AP, written up by Gary Robertson. And the headline is, North Carolina, NC, approves Medicaid expansion, reversing long opposition. And from the piece, North Carolina is one of several Republican-led states that have begun considering expanding Medicaid after years of steadfast opposition. Voters in South Dakota approved expansion in a referendum in November, and in Alabama, advocates are urging lawmakers to take advantage of federal incentives to expand Medicaid in order to provide health insurance to more working people. Alabama and South Dakota, Brian. Like,
those liberal commies really shouldn't be doing that, but all right.
Exactly. Those are not liberal bastions. They are red states. Wisconsin is a purple state. North Carolina is a purple state. There is no reason that we are not expanding Badger Care here in Wisconsin.
You can't let them have the win. You can't let anybody win.
It is so frustrating that in the United States, the system of federalism that we have, where states and the federal government work together to be able to provide services to our citizens, Wisconsinites, Americans as a whole, and that there is just staunch opposition from a very small select group of people here in Wisconsin that are preventing thousands of us. Thousands of Wisconsinites from being able to have the coverage that if they... You want to talk about the worker shortage that we have in Wisconsin? The looming crisis that is 130,000 workers shy by the end of this decade? In 2030, we're going to be looking around, and we probably still won't have expanded Badger Care to that point. And Robin Voss is going to be like, well, we really should have passed a flat tax, and the flat tax would have solved all these problems. When really, the same exact worker could be here and eligible for Medicaid or Badger Care, but aren't, because the state has refused for 13 years to expand the program where they could go across the border to Illinois or Minnesota or Michigan and actually have that coverage for the same exact job. It is mind-numbingly frustrating, Brian.
Luke, I know, and that was a very, very well that's a very cogent argument for expanding, Badger Care and things. But let me ask you, did Democrats support that, what you just proposed, what you just talked about?
Well, it was a Republican governor's proposal. Romney Care, and it covered a lot of people in Massachusetts.
Currently, right now, would the Democrats say, yes, I want that to happen?
Yes, it would not.
And there you go.
Libs.
Done. That's it. You got to remember, we had a caller, let's say his name rhymed with Gary, and he called in and we asked him, hey, dude, would you ever, let's say, leave your, you know, would you go to church with Donald Trump? And he's like, no, that guy it's not the thing. I go, okay. Would you, let's say, start a business with Donald Trump, like a startup business, would you go into partnership with Donald Trump? No, I don't trust that guy at all. Okay, would you, let's say, leave your wife or daughter alone in a room with Donald Trump at all? Oh, God, no, that is not even a chance. Okay, would you vote for him? Yeah, absolutely. Why? Because he's not a Democrat.
Unfortunately, that is the argument that a lot of people make when it comes to politics. It boils down to simply that. And if that is true, if that is the situation that we are stuck in here in Wisconsin, then I fear we may be the final 50th state to expand this program, that the federal government isn't just saying, hey, expand it, and you get all these cool things. They're also incentivizing it with a dollar amount. There's like $1 billion that the state of Wisconsin mm-hmm. could take advantage of yeah. from expanding this program, and Republicans are still like, no, we're good.
You got to figure out some way to spite someone else that the Republicans can spite. You gotta move the spite around and like give them a focus so that eventually they can go and convert their entire house into Vikings purple and completely root for an opposite team just to spite the original thing so that that's how it, that's how you have to manipulate the situation.
Here's a better
self-ownership.
Idea. Let's just move away from a politics of spite and a politics to solving problems and delivering. That would be great. I really wish we could move to that. Darn. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us, join the conversation, 844-967-2789. We are going to be joined by State Representative Clinton Anderson coming up at 2:30. So you're going to want to stay tuned for this conversation surrounding open records in Wisconsin and a proposal Representative Anderson has signed on to update about a 60-year-old law that keeps state lawmakers from being accountable to open records. They don't have to keep open records like all other facets of government do. And we're going to have a conversation surrounding that next with State Rep Clinton Anderson. Stay tuned, Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. Brian's here!
The Shaw 101 FM. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Senate votes to increase penalties for killing someone with fentanyl. A judge would be able to sentence someone to up to 60 years in prison. Republican Van Wongard of Racine supports the bill.
This is about dealing specifically with the enforcement aspect of the people that are bringing this poison into our state.
But Democrats like Milwaukee's Lena Taylor says it doesn't solve the problem.
Do you think the law results in taking drugs off the street? It does not. Do you think the law results in a decrease of overdoses? It does not.
70,000 Americans die each year from fentanyl overdoses. If you're heading out for spring break, expect this Saturday to be the busiest at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. Airport officials expecting over 12,000 people to hit the skies. In sports, the Bucks beat San Antonio last night, 130-94. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Osmond left sideline. Going to Davis at the top. Feeds Wall high to the right. Badgers down one. 13:40 remaining. Klesman finds a cutting. Davis Wall on the left. Up and in. It counts at a foul. Sorgen extending things a little bit on the defensive end. A siege it against Ward. Throwing to Gilmore. Top of the circle. Finds a cutting. Hepburn to the rim. And he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn. Slam dunk. The zone here from Oregon. Klesman feeds Wall. Shot clock at five. Skip pass. Chucky snaps off a three. Right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. And Soares inbounding. The seven-footer Crowell in his face. Soares winds up. Heaves it deep. And it's knocked away. And Guerrier for three. And the tie back run. No good. And it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 42. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 20. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 45. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
And you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app from your Apple or Google Play stores, and you can take us with you on the go. And we are now fortunately joined in the Solidarity Realty Studios by State Representative Clinton Anderson of the 45th Assembly District here in Wisconsin. Clinton, how are we doing this Thursday afternoon?
Good. It was great to be back here.
Yeah, really, really grateful that you were able to take some time out of your day to join us here on the air. And you represent the Beloit area, for those not familiar, and new legislator. Mm-hmm. Elected last November for your first term, representing the great people of Beloit and the surrounding area in the 45th Assembly District. And you have signed on to a piece of legislation that would update, in my opinion, pretty outdated provision in Wisconsin open records law that would actually make Wisconsin legislators like yourself beholden to open records, which in the 1960s they kind of cut themselves out of. So what can you tell us about the proposal and what it would mean to update that provision with Wisconsin open records law?
So I think I want to start with, first off, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for those that might not know, the open records policy at the Capitol is grossly outdated, and it's also incredibly weak. When I've talked to people about this, I said basically the record is a record as long as I have the record. So if anyone who's listening or any one of you wants to send me an email, I can tell my staff, delete that email, and there is no repercussion whatsoever, which was actually one of the first things that really blew my mind in the building was like, I don't have to retain records. I'm a city council member wrapping up my final term, and I have to retain records for 7 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you think about it, I have to hold on to some record as a city council member till the year 2030.
Wow.
Which,
and you showed up for orientation, and they were like, you don't have to keep any of these.
They explained the record policy. They're like, well, if you have the record, you have to give it back. And I was like, that is crazy. I was like,
so if you don't have it, you can't give it back.
Which is just such a weird concept. And, you know, one of my pitches to people is that we see a lot of our Republican colleagues trying to push these quote unquote transparency bills.
Okay.
Whether it's for school districts or health departments or, you know, every aspect of government but ourselves. This is a great opportunity for us to say we're going to hold ourselves accountable first.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our folks, I didn't get through all the legislature, but we have quite a few people who either are currently or were formerly local elected officials who had to have this policy anyways. So why is it so difficult for us to do that now?
Yeah, and it seems pretty. Wisconsin has a history of being the center of the political universe, birthplace of the progressive movement, also birthplace of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. So Wisconsin, kind of the center of a lot of different aspects to politics. And open good government and governance was really Wisconsin was a model in that regard. And we had great things like the Government Accountability Board. Fortunately, that's been done away with. But in this model, it's very strange to me that the state of fighting Bob La Follette, who was so progressive and a steward of good governance, that something like this passed back in the 1960s, and albeit it's not La Follette's era, but it's strange to me that this was something that's been on the books for 60 years and we haven't gotten around to updating it yet to make sure that our public officials are held accountable for open records.
Well, and I think it's just crazy because I tell everyone, I'm like, you're a part-time elected official who has a day job and or maybe retired, but does this very much on a part-time basis, is held to a higher standard than someone who is paid a full-time salary to do this job, which I think we'd all agree is a little crazy.
Yeah.
So I've held a lot of jobs in my day. I'm an actor, and I pick up a lot of different jobs. I've had a lot of different orientations and a lot of different trainings and a lot of different things. And one of my red flags, usually, when I'm in a situation that maybe not the best situation for a long-term commitment or something, or maybe something might be a little screwy with the management, is when one of the employees on my first day or first week says, this is not really the way that we're supposed to be doing it, but let me tell you, this is how we're doing it now. Or does things like, hey, you know, you can, if you don't have the record, we really can't make you have the record, if you know what I mean. This isn't even common sense, and I don't understand how did this come to be? How did they decide? You know what? We gotta get rid of this ability to have open records. Like how do we have to reverse this in the first place? How did this even come to being?
Well, I mean, it predates me by many years, but I think it's just really important that we rectify it. You know, sometimes I come from a social work background, so I tell people it's not, you know, when we fix it, it's if we do. And right now we can fix it and we do the right thing. So I'm not going to judge whoever decided to pass on this before. I'm not going to judge people who put that put the policy in the first place. But can we fix it now? We've got 24 first-term legislators in the assembly, and I'm really optimistic that maybe we can get some of them to buy in because a lot of them have local backgrounds too. And I think we're seeing it with fresh eyes. We're not consumed by the building. Not to say that, you know, even our colleagues on both sides aren't, but we're coming with a new perspective. Yeah. And I think this is a good opportunity for us to hit the reset button and say, well, what's broken? And I think we can all agree, regardless of party, that this is broken.
Yeah, it seems. And there was a lot of turnover in the legislature this last fall. There were a lot of retirements. There were a lot of members of the state assembly that sought higher office, whether it be in the state Senate, or there were some that ran for statewide offices or local county executive and county level positions. So there was a lot of turnover. 24 new state lawmakers is a pretty tremendous amount, and I believe this sounds as good a time as any to be able to hit that reset button. What are your beliefs of where this goes next then? Because this is a proposal that was introduced last week, and here in Wisconsin, it seems like there's a lot kind of on hold until Tuesday, April 4th, which is a spring statewide election. Is there a chance that this is going to get a public hearing between now and then, or is this going to be just set to the legislative calendar? Where does this proposal go next, Representative Anderson?
Well, right now it's actually in the governor's budget. So we'll see if we're joint finance wants to take it, because that's the next step. But it's also trying to talk to some of my new Republican colleagues and seeing if any of them have any interest. And I won't name names, but I do have one that has talked to me about potentially being interested in it. And I'm really hopeful that they will take me up on that.
So you are getting traction on this. Like, this is actually like getting traction with other lawmakers besides, reasonable minded ones.
Well, I won't decide if they're reasonable or unreasonable.
Don't put them on the spot like that, Brian.
Yeah, I will say, for the record, even though I disagree with a lot of my first-term Republican colleagues, we've actually been doing a lot of bipartisan get-togethers, and I think it's good to cultivate that relationship with them.
I like that.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, we've actually, for a little bit of backstory, we can go, since we're on a show called Dueling Tangents, I will take a tangent.
Please do this. This is great.
By all means.
So I actually share part of Blay with a Republican freshman representative too, and I went up to her office and said, we should mix together. We have so many new faces. We're all new. We're all having this new experience. We should get together. We did that before the State of the State address, and actually two freshmen, Democrat and Republican, took it the next month, and actually on Pi Day we had another one. So we've actually had this happen three times, and it sounds like we're going to have it happen a fourth time, so I'm excited to see that we're actually having some mingling across the aisle. And you wouldn't expect a lot of Democrats and Republicans to mix. I think we all envision like a middle school dance where one side's on one side and the other is on the other. But you'll see us when we'll come in. We'll just say, hey, Representative, how is it going? We actually have friendly relationships. And not saying that people that have been there for a long time don't do that, but I think it's really good that we're making a solid effort to do that. So
yeah, well, I think stories from inside the building for a really long time over the last decade have been that there's political trenches and everybody kind of just sticks to theirs. And so that's, I believe, having comedy, as in being able to work together, even though you don't agree on everything, is been drastically lacking from politics, both here in Wisconsin and at a national level. So call me skeptical, but when Evers and some of the leaders of the Republican-led legislature said they wanted to hit a reset button for here in 2023, I was skeptical. But we've seen stories like at the Christmas party that the governor's put on at the governor's residence, the governor's mansion. There was bipartisan mingling there from these stories as well. Yeah. So it sounds like there is some comedy returning to politics here in Wisconsin.
I got to tell you, that seems more fun to join in on. If you're someone looking at, outside looking in, it's way more fun to join in on the people that are getting along and enjoying themselves than the ones who are like, you're evil, and I hope you die.
Well, and we've, after yesterday's floor session, we had a couple party line votes. But even after, I think we can kind of say, okay, we're out of the session now. We can talk. And for the longest time, that was not a thing. You would basically just put on the partisan blinders no matter what. Don't get me wrong, I'm a progressive Democrat. I won't change my beliefs because I talk to Republicans, but I think it's good that we have those conversations. We are actually trying to show them the argument why we support things. So I think we're really heading in the right direction, and I hope it continues.
Fantastic. Yeah,
when they look at you like a person and see you as, oh, that's my friend Clinton, and when they think about what bill am I trying to push forward and why am I pushing forward and who's pushing against me, they think of you as a person and not the conglomerate left evil. You know what I mean? Like that's important, and that moves people in a huge way on small incremental levels, and I'm really, really excited to hear about that. That's great.
I mean, when I go in and, you know, usually I joke that it's always been on, like, days that it's going to be divisive by the end of the day, like the state-to-state budget address and then a Florida mm-hmm. session. Like, those are days that we're going to end with, like, partisan talk. But we start the day off and we're having this good bipartisan get-together, and I remember, like, I think it was the second one where we had people saying, well, what are you working on? What areas do you like? And they're kind of, like, just partnering up, and it's really weird. Even to see legislators kind of match make when they say who's hosting next month, and I'm like, you two don't seem like you would fit at all. Like, someone who's very progressive or someone who's super conservative saying, you know, I know the bar is really low, but I'm at least like, okay, they can at least agree that they want to have pie on Pie Day. Like, that is a small win. I will take it, because it's right now it's baby steps. I mean, we haven't really recovered that bipartisan nature since Act 10, and I think this is the final start of a rebuild on getting that back to. We can disagree without being disagreeable.
Folks, you're listening
like
to
EDM.
Yeah. Yes. That would be a very interesting get together, and I would love to be a fly on the wall for that one. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. We are joined in the Solidarity Realty Studios by State Representative Clinton Anderson, representing the 45th Assembly District near Beloit. And it is great to hear that this is a bipartisan reset of some regard that is happening with the new lawmakers at the state legislature. What kind of pie did you guys have on Pie Day? I'm just curious now. Speaking of tangents,
I won't name names. But one legislator really loved pumpkin pie and was kind of gatekeeping. but we had like,
wow.
I didn't have pie. I was just sitting having coffee and just chatting with people. But yeah, there's a good array of them. It was definitely a lot of fun. It was it's good to have some bipartisan poking fun of each other. No, it's not personal. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it takes those relationships of quote unquote matchmaking that can get to where legislators can see themselves as individuals, as people, and can find areas to work together. Because it might not end, right, you might not right off the bat think that it's going to end in updating the state's open records laws, but it's relationship building like that that can get to a bipartisan compromise and advance proposals that would just be good governance.
Yeah.
So this is terrific to hear. I'm thrilled.
I got a question about the bill.
Let's do it.
Real quick, I want to know, is there a way that is streamlining a way to record anything that you need? Meaning that if you have a phone call, is there like an app you put on and I have my phone call through the app and it just automatically archives? Or I'm doing, inter office communication or things like that. What is there a system to just automatically archive that to make it easier for people? You know, because a lot of people may be averted to just doing paperwork in general or holding on to it. Is there a way to streamline it? Is that part of the situation?
It's pretty much the same as the local level. Like, we don't record our phone calls when we have chats, but record of who made the call and when. So very much the same as what we have at the local level.
Okay. And then emails as well.
Yeah,
but
yes,
emails are
sure.
Very archivable and easy to access. You got time to stick around for a second segment?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
Fantastic. We are joined by State Representative Clinton Anderson. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. Going to continue the conversation with the state representative. But stick around for this break. We're going to have maybe a little baseball talk coming up as well, because the big guy wants to talk baseball.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself.
At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Choice for news talk radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
DX.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. And real quick, we get to say adieu to the big guy before he flies away. Because Mr. Brian Kelly is going to be on vacation for the next couple days. Well-earned vacation coming up. And you're going to be flying away, my friend.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I'm going to go see some old friends, maybe see some things, maybe go see the mouse, maybe go see Harry Potter. It'll be fun. Either way, my brain's going to turn off for a week. And we're in a position that I can actually do that and not feel like the whole world's going to fall apart, and it's great.
There you go.
I'm excited.
No Chicken Little. The sky is falling. But, folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly, and we are joined in the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the state on Civic Media by State Representative Clinton Anderson. And one of the things, Brian, that will be on your mind, though, while you are unplugging, is baseball. And something that's getting started. We've got the final days of spring training. The regular season for baseball is coming up. But we know a thing or two about rebrands here with our signals, with the acquisitions that Civic Media is making around the state. But I just learned that Beloit had a rebranding for their baseball team, no longer the Beloit Snappers.
Yeah, it happened a couple years ago. I grew up with the Snappers. I know they're the Blake Brewers before that.
Really?
Yeah. Ah. The Snappers, I grew up with that. I remember the days with Prince Fielder there when he played in Beloit.
Wow, yeah. I did not know the Fielder had a stop.
Yeah, there's several, well-known MLB players that, or at least, MLB players of the past that stopped through Beloit. But yeah, it's they got a new ballpark. They're now the Skycarp, which I will try to explain what that is. Everybody's like, what is that? It's basically, as we're told, it is a goose who does not want to leave because they love the place they live so much. So basically it's trying to like do this, like you love Beloit so much, so you could go anywhere, but you decide you're going to stay here. So it's this
nice,
very long way of trying to say how wholesome we are about Beloit, but it's, it takes me way too long to explain it. That we also have a big gigantic goose mascot now, named Poopsie. So, that was
that is a terrific mascot name.
I will make sure that everybody in Beloit knows that it was quite the controversy when Snappy was retiring. I forgot how passionate people get about sports teams when they said Snappy was retired. Everybody was like, this is ridiculous. We love Snappy. And then they introduced the Skycarp, and it took a while. It grew on me, too. I was like, Poopsie's a weird name, but I'm glad we have a baseball team in Beloit.
My goodness, if you ever have a chance, go see this team. Go see a minor league game. Go see minor league baseball. It is so much fun. I've never not had fun. Funny enough, I grew up, I know it may be hard to believe, this giant yeti of a man. I was young enough to be carried on my dad's shoulders at one point. And when I was small enough at that point, he walked me down the street. I lived in Rochester, New York, and we went to the Rochester Red Wings game. They were an affiliate of the Orioles at the time, and I got to see Billy Ripken play. You know, when I, at the time, I was like, yeah, great. Who the heck's Billy Ripken? I'm, you know, 2 seconds old because I'm only, I'm like 3 seconds old. I was too heavy to be carried now. But either way, point is baseball is back. It's better than ever, and your local sports affiliate is probably just as fun and as affordable for the entire family as one ticket to a Brewers game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
promise you that.
Local sports, and again, building off of the conversation from the last segment, it is an area that here in Wisconsin and around the nation, we can build that comedy and the bipartisan nature that it seems is being fostered in the Wisconsin legislature. I feel like headed down there to the Beloit Skycarp game would be an excellent way to do it as well.
It's a lot of fun, and they have a lot of theme nights. I know they've done a Star Wars theme. They did a Marvel theme. They do special jerseys. It all the fun of baseball at the minor league level is incredibly enjoyable, especially if you're maybe not a diehard where you follow baseball in every transaction. If you just want a great time and have a good, you know, good experience, it's nothing like walking around a ballpark.
Nice. And
I picture you with a Republican lawmaker sitting next to you, each of you holding a dozen eggs and having like a coxcomb on your forehead, talking about, you know, bipartisan legislation you want to have there. Then one of you catches a foul ball. That's what I'm picturing in the script I'm writing here. This is what I'm seeing.
I appreciate the imagery. I will remember that next time I talk to one of my Republican colleagues.
Yeah. Although it'll probably be fish themed because it is a Marlins affiliate. So
yes.
There you go. I didn't even know the affiliation there either. I'm completely unaware of the minor league baseball landscape of things. So that
you never know when Derek Jeter is going to come down and see the people on the farm.
There you go. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, You'll have to keep an eye out in Beloit.
Yeah.
Trying to get the ladies down to the game. Derek Jeter may be there.
Yeah. You never know. We won't tell you.
Brian Kelly might be there.
I might go. Derek Jeter's a very handsome man.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. And so we've got a lot coming up. We're sitting waiting for a lot to be worked on here in Wisconsin. What else is your office as a new legislator, working on in this new session? I know the budget is going to be really big this summer. What's kind of on your plate for getting used to the building and what you're trying to do to deliver for the folks in Beloit?
Well, right now we're just doing budget listening sessions. I'm joining my predecessor, Senator Mark Spreitzer. We're doing a listening session tonight in Broadhead. So we've been just trying to...
Shame on you!
I know. How dare I? You know, if joint finance won't come south of Waukesha and the Dells, somebody has to.
There we go. So,
we're talking to the folks about the budget, asking their opinions, and just kind of highlighting things that we hope will stay in the budget regardless. A lot of people said that they don't care who gets credit for it. They just want them done. They want to see more education funding. They want to see shared revenue solved. So we're trying to highlight those things so that they can advocate to the Joint Finance Committee as well.
That is a great, fresh approach. Doesn't matter who gets credit, let's just deliver. And so that is very refreshing to hear. If folks want to learn more about that listening session in Broadhead, is there somewhere they can go to find out more?
They can just go to my legislative website. I also post on social media. My 19-year-old intern just convinced me to get on Instagram. So
there we go.
I'm now doing that. But I'm also on Twitter. Feel free to look me up. We do a segment every Sunday with my dog Sully where he goes to small businesses. So if you want to go see what's going on the 45th every Sunday, we'll have an update.
And what is the social media handles?
It's Rep Anderson 45.
There we go. All right. Representative Clinton Anderson, really appreciate you joining us here on Dueling Tangents this Thursday afternoon. Brian is going to be off in a faraway land, folks. So you're going to be stuck with me, Luke Mathers, here on Dueling Tangents. But tomorrow, the very kind Todd Alba has agreed to join me. So it's going to be the
I
Todd
really
and
like
Luke.
That dude.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Host of the Todd Alba Show from 8 to 11 a.m. on several different civic media radio stations. He's going to be joining me for the show tomorrow, Friday afternoon. We'll be back at 2 p.m. If you missed any portion of this show, go check out the podcast. Head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Click on Dueling Tangents, and you can check out all the past shows there. State Representative Anderson, thank you so much for joining us. Brian, travel safe, my friend. We'll see you all tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home